With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A mass shooting at a North Carolina park leaves at least two people dead.
Police in North Carolina say two young people agreed to meet for a fight Monday morning at Lineback Park in Winston-Salem. It escalated into a shooting with multiple gunshot victims. Two are dead. Police say they have identified numerous people involved, but are still determining whether they are suspects, victims, or witnesses. Lineback Park is near Jefferson Middle School, but the Bureau says it was not involved in the shooting, but was on lockdown until the scene was secure and parents could come and pick up their kids. I'm Julie Walker.
President Trump offered mixed messages on Monday about the path ahead for the U.S. war against Iran, declaring that he was in no rush to end the conflict while also expressing confidence that further negotiations with Tehran will soon take place in Pakistan. A wildfire in Florida has disrupted Amtrak train service in the Sunshine State.
The Florida Forest Service says a 2,700-acre fire is burning along the eastern border of Putnam and Clay counties, south of Jacksonville. Amtrak canceled its auto train service on Monday between Sanford, Florida, and Lorton, Virginia, outside of Washington, D.C. The Silver Meteor route, which runs between Miami and New York, started and ended in Jacksonville on Monday, and the Floridian route, which runs from Miami to Chicago, started and ended in Savannah, Georgia. Both routes have had a trip canceled for Tuesday. I'm Mike Hempen.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 4 points, the NASDAQ Composite Index dropped 84, the S&P 500 lower by 18, and oil around $89 a barrel. This is SRN News. California is providing sex change operations to illegal immigrants.
According to investigative journalist Christopher Ruffo in a New York Post article, the Golden State will give drugs and surgeries to illegals who wish to live as the opposite sex. Ruffo reports that this fact has become known in Latin America, prompting a number of transgender people to come to the U.S. in hopes of accessing California's very liberal health care options. State officials say they want to extend health care to, quote, marginalized communities. Michael Harrington reporting.
The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom reports that despite some small improvements in recent years, conditions for Christians in Cuba are still bleak. The commission says the Cuban government maintains its comprehensive legal framework for suppressing freedom of religion or belief, under which religious leaders and communities are continually harassed and threatened. This is SRN News. Oil prices rise, stocks drop slightly.
Oil prices climbed following the latest rise in tensions between the U.S. and Iran, while stocks gave back a little bit of their record-breaking rally on Wall Street. The S&P 500 slipped 0.2% from its all-time high Monday. The Dow edged down 4 points. That's about 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 0.3%. The price for a barrel of Brent crude topped $95 a barrel again. The relatively muted moves in markets suggest that investors still see a possibility of an agreement that could get oil flowing again from the Middle East. Seth Sutel, New York.
Apple CEO Tim Cook is stepping down from the job that he inherited from the late Steve Jobs, ending a 15-year reign that saw the company's market value soar by more than $3.6 trillion. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.